Let's Talk, the FC's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. I want to start off by just telling you a little story. I'm going to leave the key piece towards the end. Back a number of years ago at Word of Life, I was a camp director and worked on the island for many, many years, and then led the Word of Life camp out in California for many, many years. And one day I get a call from a father who was having some struggles with his son and wanted me to take him to West Coast Camp just to kind of help, kind of pour into him, disciple him, and whatnot. Now, you got to keep in mind here that this particular young man, he was full of life. And when I mean full of life, I mean full of life. Like, he got into more trouble than you could shake a stick at. And again, nothing really criminal, just, you know, fun kind of stuff that he really shouldn't have been doing. For example, he would, in the winters, he would get his snowboard and he'd get a ladder and he would climb up on the top of the gymnasium there at the Bible Institute and ride his snowboard down the roof and out into the field, and just little stuff like this. And he had kind of garnered this kind of bad reputation as kind of a, you know, the kind of the bad kid, sneaky kid kind of thing. And so I get this phone call from his dad, and his dad's asking me to take him to West Coast Camp with me, and just kind of saying, hey, you know, would you help me with my son? And of course, my first impressions are like, and this is the thoughts that I'm thinking are, man, no way. Like, I don't want this kid. And what's interesting is that as I was having those thoughts, as his dad's asking me this question, God put into my head a couple of men that really poured into my life. My dad died when I was 15. And there were two men that really just had this huge impact in my life. So as I'm talking to this dad, I'm remembering, and God is putting into my mind these two men that have really poured into me. And so I said to this dad, you know, I'll do that. I go, but one rule here, and that rule is this: I want to manage your son the way I think he needs to be managed. And I want the freedom to speak into his life, whether I need to beat him or I need to chase him down or whatever's got to happen here. Like, I want the freedom to do that. And I want you to stay out of it. And his dad agreed. His dad said, yep, that's fine. Let's do it. And so I took this young teenager with me to camp. And as soon as we got to camp, I sat down with him and I kind of read him the riot act. And I gave him that first summer, he was given kind of a lot of dirt jobs, and put somebody over him that would really also help pour into him. And so between us, you know, we really kind of had some opportunity. And then I also took some one-on-one time with him. As a matter of fact, over the number of years that the two of us, this young man and I, worked together, the two of us would get some private time when, you know, camp was all over. We were headed back to the airport to fly back to the East Coast. It was always he and I in the van that was kind of taking all the luggage. And I would always download with him after camp and interact with him and ask him questions. How did it go? What did you learn? You know, what did God do in your life? And the next summer would roll around, and when it did, he decided he wanted to come back. And so again, the second summer, then the third summer, then the fourth summer, and each and every summer, this young man kept coming back. And each year, I began to notice really incredible spiritual growth in his life and taking on responsibility in his life and him beginning to shed some of those kind of, you might say, those immature things that he would do. And whatnot. And so it just was a really, really, really cool opportunity over the course of time to see this young man really kind of step up and grow. And then for me, it was my being able to take what men did in my life and turn around and pass that on to somebody else. And today, that young man leads Word of Life Island. That young man is over the camping ministry for all of Word of Life, And that young man is doing for others what others did for him. So here's why I kind of share that story, is because each and every one of us need to make a difference in the lives of other people. There are people all around us. Maybe it's people we work with. Maybe it's people we interact with. Maybe it's somebody that sitting in a Sunday school class that you teach, or you know, whatever it is. Maybe it's the young person that's a family member or not a family member or a friend or those kinds of things. But bottom line is there are young people that God puts into our lives to make a difference. And I believe that God has called us to make a difference in the lives of others. And so what I would love to do is challenge you to think about somebody that you may not want to minister to. Maybe somebody that you go, oh, am I sure I want to do that? But the answer to that's yes. Find somebody that's out there and begin building into their life. And it could be a Sunday school class, maybe a teacher in a Sunday school class. Who knows what all the options are, but the key here is this. Do you have a little bit of time that you could take to spend and pour into somebody's life? All right. Now, here's the second piece of this, and that is, who's pouring into you? Each and every one of us needs somebody who's pouring into us. And I say that because if we're going to pour into somebody else, we need somebody speaking into our life, because it's that relationship, it's that kind of that Paul and Timothy style relationship where somebody pours into us and then we pour into the lives of others. So as we wrap this up, I want to leave you with two really big important thoughts. And they are, who is it that you are giving time to? Who is it that you're reaching out to? Who is it that you're making a difference in their life? And then second of all, who is it that's pouring into you? Because we need both of those. We can't exclusively have one. We can't exclusively have just the other. We need both of us to work. And a lot of it comes from that Paul and Timothy style experience. And so my challenge to you in this short couple of minutes is, who are you making a difference in the life of? And then who are you allowing into your life so that you then in turn can turn around and pour into the lives of others? Thanks again for joining us for Let's Talk. Take what we've talked about to heart.